Now, let's make it very clear we're on the path.
Yes.
And I can understand the concerns because it is pretty dark, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is just the start. We're at the street start.
The Bank Street.
Yes. So we've not even walked up to where those girls were attacked, which is about 50 metres ahead of us. And straight away you can see, you can't see the end of that path.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the point, in as much that, yes, we could possibly put lights along here, but that doesn't mean to say anyone would see their distress. And that's what's concerning me, in as much that this is not just about lighting. The point is that they're a long way away from what we call passive security or surveillance.
Oh, sorry, me, the Moodle's just stopped for a poo.
Yes,
sorry.
We better stop now.
I've got my council bag, plastic bag, at the start of that, and I will pick that up.
And Fang is now moving into the bush and the shrubs to sniff out. There she goes. It's happening.
And will you be a gentleman and collect that poo for me, please,
Lord
Mayor?
No, it's your dog. I had two kids. I don't want to do it anymore.
Yes, I'll collect that.
Yes, that's it. Good on you. And gosh, Mel is retrieving
That's gross. Now we have to continue this with me holding poo.
And now on we go.
Okay.
And we're heading up towards the end of the path that leads
just
to...
just before the beach.
The beach path, yeah.
Yeah.
In all honesty, Mel, if we did have lights up here, it's so far away from anyone. Mm. It is a dangerous spot. And I would suggest to anyone that it's not a place where you'd want to go on your own anyway, male or female. Yeah, we can light it. But at the same time, if anything ever happened to you, and it's the same on the beach.
Yes.
So we're now at the beach itself.
Yes.
And so are you ready for the nude swim?
Stunt muffin. You come on, it's a bit chilly though.
Mel, it's a bit cold.
Oh gosh.
Yes. I think I'll give it a miss tonight, Mel. But anyway, let's move on, and we're just heading in this direction.
Yes.
Up here. There was one cyclist went past.
Yeah, it's quite quiet because it is really cold out tonight as well. Yeah. And I guess that's the other thing, is the traffic busy enough to warrant it. But it got me thinking though, you know, I've brought this to your awareness. I think we need the Illawarra to bring other problems to our awareness, and we want to start Wave FM's Neighbourhood Watch.
Yeah, that's a good idea, in as much that, you know, we've just had that study about university students and how students feel that they're being harassed, and you
know, quite alarming.
Yeah, the results of that survey were just incredible.
Yeah.
So the point of this exercise is, it'd be really wonderful if people could let us know where they perceive the biggest threats, and we can look at ways in which that can be dealt with.
Absolutely. And I think that's the whole point of what we want to do moving forward, the Neighbourhood Watch, is to look out for each other, to report things in your neighbourhood that might not be quite right, whether it is an unlit spot or whether there's a lot of vandalism in your area or a lot of property being damaged. If you see someone lurking around, you know, either do the right thing and call the police or let us know what's going on in your suburb, because we're going to try and raise awareness. I mean, if it's funds, we try and fight for funds. But the first step, let's identify the problem spots across the Illawarra.
And also, watch out for your own safety.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't take risks, especially at night. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time out. I mean, it's 7:30 at night. Prime Possum's just about to tuck me into bed.
Yes.
And this is the same time that those girls were attacked. So you're getting a sense of how dark it was for them, how vulnerable they would have felt. And this is step one in Neighbourhood Watch. And trying to keep our community safe and reporting any problems that you might see in your neighbourhood.
Yeah, thanks, Mel.